Good morning, everyone. The open meeting to the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, April 18th, 2024 will come to order. We have four items on our agenda today. The first item is Draft Advisory Opinion 2024-03, politicalmeetings.com. We have Michelle Hemsley from the Office of General Counsel, and we also have the requester here, Ms. Sue Rose, the CEO and founder of politicalmeetings.com. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Hemsley if she could give us a presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, good morning. Politicalmeetings.com LLC, or PM.com, proposes to allow its subscribers to make small monthly contributions to candidates and national party committees via its web-based platform. It also would provide the subscribers access to non-public information about political meetings and events with the recipient candidates of national party committees. PM.com would allow the committees to provide information, including links to fundraising sites and events outside of PM.com. PM.com does not plan to charge the committees to participate on the platform. We have three draft opinions this morning. All three drafts determine the proposed activities to be permissible. They differ as to whether these activities constitute contributions from PM.com and therefore as from Ms. Rose as a sole provider to participating committees. Drafts A and revised draft A in agenda documents 24-12-A and 24-12-A1 determine that the committees would not constitute contributions because PM.com would be providing services to the subscribers rather than the participating committees and would not be removing a financial burden that otherwise would be incurred by those committees. Revised Draft A differs from Draft A in that it contains technical and minor prose edits and reflects a requester statement that PM.com intends at some point to convert from an LLC to an LLP. Draft B in Agenda Document 24-12-B determines that PM.com would be providing services to the participating committees and would be removing a financial burden that would otherwise be incurred by those committees. This would constitute contributions unless the services were provided at the usual and normal charge for such services. We received one comment on draft A. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're available to answer any questions.
Thank you very much to the Office of General Counsel. Colleagues, I'll open it up. Are there any questions for OGC or questions for the requester? Points of discussion? Commissioner Lindenbaum.
Ms. Rose, thanks for joining us on this. And I know we've asked you to kick our deadline down the road a little bit. And thank you for agreeing to that as we work this out. There have been some issues that I think we've discovered as we've thought this out and as we've asked you repeated questions, just more and more things come out of what we initially, or some of us may have initially looked at as kind of a street decision on its face. And I would like to ask you for another 2 weeks on making this choice. We've been talking, and I actually take full responsibility for not talking about this earlier, but I think there's a chance we can have a consensus draft rather than split between draft A and draft B. And that way we can give you some more direction. I am sorry that we didn't think about this earlier. I'm gonna have this discussion earlier amongst ourselves, that's on us. But I think it could be more helpful to you and to everybody else if we at least have one draft that we can agree on. I can't guarantee that we're gonna have a consensus draft, and there's a chance we still may split. But I would like just another 2 weeks for us to see if we can get there.
Okay, that's fine. I understand. And thank you very much. That's no problem.
You've been incredibly accommodating. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Rose, for that. In light of that, we're not going to vote today. What we're going to do, Ms. Rose, is I believe the attorneys you've been communicating with in the Office of General Counsel are going to confirm in writing an additional 2 week extension on the deadline. We have another open meeting scheduled for May 1st, same time, 10 a.m. And that will be, if not sooner on tally, then that will be the time. Let me, since we have Ms. Rose, rather than making, you know, I don't want to assume she'll be available for that open meeting. Are there any other questions for OGC now or questions for Ms. Rose here while she's given us her time? Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Rose, for your time and your appearance. And we will follow up with you to formalize that extension request. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
We are going to move on then to our next agenda item, which is the first draft notice of disposition, this one with respect to Regulation 2019-01, Valuable Information. We have Mr. Louis Lipchak and Mr. Knopp from the Office of General Counsel. And Mr. Lipchak, if you could give us a brief presentation. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 2416A, a draft notice of disposition of petition for rulemaking regarding the request for the commission to amend the existing regulation defining contribution by adding a new section to include with the definition of contribution certain valuable information. The notice of disposition describes the commission's reasons for not initiating a rulemaking in response to the petition. If approved, the notice of disposition will be published in the Federal Register and the petition for rulemaking will be closed. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions for OGC or any debate? If not, maybe an appropriate motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Vice Chair.
Thank you, and I apologize for the inconvenience of my being off camera. With respect to Reg 2019-01, Valuable Information, the draft notice of disposition, I move approval of agenda document number 24-16-A. That's it.
Thank you very much to the Vice Chair. Any debate on that motion? All right, seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Mr. Lipchak, but you can stay here with us because we're moving on to draft notice of disposition, Regulation 2015-03, contributions from corporations and other organizations. You could give us another presentation.
Thank you. Before you is agenda document 24-15-A, a draft notice of disposition of petition for rulemaking regarding the request for the commission to revise its regulations on the reporting of contributions to political committees from corporations and other organizations. The petition asks the commission to establish a new rule requiring that any person other than a natural person contributing an aggregate amount, an aggregate of more than $1,000 in any calendar year to any political committee, whether directly or indirectly, must do so from an account subject to certain requirements. The notice of disposition describes the commission's reasons for not initiating a rulemaking in response to the petition. If approved, the notice of disposition will be published in the Federal Register and the petition for rulemaking will be closed. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you again. Colleagues, any questions for OGC or discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, at an appropriate time, would like to suggest a slight amendment to the document. And that is to revise the sentence beginning on page 5, line 14, by deleting everything after the word because and adding instead, the information sought by the petition is not required to be disclosed under the Act and Commission regulations.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Colleagues, any other questions or discussion? Not, maybe for the Vice Chair, an appropriate motion with that table edit.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Reg 2015-03, contributions from corporations and other organizations, I move approval of agenda document number 24-15-A, subject to revising the sentence beginning on page 5, line 14, by deleting everything after the word because and adding the information sought by the petition is not required to be disclosed under the Act and Commission regulations.
Thank you very much to the Vice Chair. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? I see none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that motion too carries unanimously. Thank you very much to Mr. Lipchak and to the Policy Division for your work on those NODs. We're gonna move to our last item on the agenda, a draft interim final rule for Reg 2024-02, implementation of the FOIA Improvement Act. And we have Ms. Sarah Peck and Joanna Waldstreicher and Ms. Rothstein from the Policy Division Council. Whenever you're settled, if you could introduce this item for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 24-14-A is a draft interim final rule that would revise the commission's regulations for responding to Freedom of Information Act requests for certain records and documents. These changes are necessary to conform commission regulations to provisions of the FOIA Improvement Act of 2016. The commission welcomes public comment on this interim final rule and may address any comments received in a later rulemaking document. Thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Ms. Waldstreicher. Colleagues, any questions for OGC? Any points of discussion? Again, I'll thank OGC for their work on this, on bringing our regulations into compliance with the updates to FOIA. All right, maybe an appropriate motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Reg 2024-02, implementation of the FOIA Improvement Act, I move approval of agenda document number 24-14-A.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? Okay, seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That motion carries unanimously. Thank you again very much to OGC. Before I close it out, I want to end with two acknowledgments, something I'm doing too frequently nowadays. Two staff members who are going to be departing the agency, or who have departed the agency actually already. The first is Ms. Marie Dixon from the Information Division, who dedicated over 21 years to the agency, helping fulfill one of the most important aspects of our mission here, which is promoting voluntary compliance in the regulated community. And we really appreciate her service and wish her a very, very happy retirement. And then I want to acknowledge Ms. Christine McLaren from the administrative law team, whose services, again, we are losing to another part of the government, but she has been a very skilled and dedicated and very helpful to me personally, dealing with a lot of different administrative law issues, including some FOIA issues that we've just been dealing with. So we really appreciate her service and all the time that and effort that she's given us and given the American people. With that, Madam Acting Staff Director, let me ask, are there any management or administrative matters we need to discuss today?
There are none.
Thank you so much. With that, this meeting stands adjourned.